details are involved, and the best we can do is try to just understand Pshat and Artosis and branch out as much as possible. But there's Artosis, there's Tosis and Bava Kamma. Same question, different answers. But we have along the way to understand what the possible solutions are to the Kasha, and then what Tosis does answer, both here and in Bava Kamma. Okay, so the Gemara tells us, according to Rav Oshia, we learn out that Rove works by Dini Maminis, Beis Din of Gimel. If two say one way, we follow the majority. We learn it out from Dini Nefashis. There we have the Din of Lintos, and we know, therefore, that we follow the Rove, Achri Rav Mlehatos, so we have a Kavach Chomer to Dini Maminis. Achri Rav Mlehatos is a makor for the Din of Rove. Tosus asked the question. We have a machokes Rav and Shmuel, whether hochin the mammon acharov or ain hochin the mammon acharov. The case that they dispute is the cases we mentioned in the beginning of the sixth parak in Bava Basra. Somebody sells a shor lachavero v'nimtza nagchan, and we say that the majority of people who buy oxen are doing it for charisha purposes, liridia. Minority of people purchase a shor for shechting it, to eat. Now that the shor is nimtza nagchan, so it's not possible to use it for charisha, the lokeach, even though he didn't stipulate at the time of the purchase why he bought it, but his claim is that he bought it for charisha, he wants his money back. The mocher says, you didn't say anything. My understanding was that I sold it to you for shechita. I'm not reimbursing you. According to Rav, the buyer is entitled to get his money back because since most people purchase shvarim for charisha, hochin b'mamon achar harov. Shmuel argues, because in fact it's only a rov that we're dealing with, rov is not sufficient, lehotzi mamon, ein hochin b'mamon achar harov, and therefore the lokeach is out of luck, he can't be reimbursed. The mocher is neman to say, I sold it to you in good faith for shechita. This is Shita Shmuel. The Sugya in Bava Basra has a whole daf trying to bring rayas, ukan ukan. It starts, the reason why it's there is because one of the rayas has to do with the Mishnah there in Hamocher Peros, discussing a particular case as well, and the Gemara tries to figure out this machokis Rav and Shmuel. The Gemara mentions Shita Shmuel and Rav in various places in Shas, but that's obviously the headquarters over there in Bava Basra. What's Tosis question by us and in Bava Kamma? If we have a halacha by Dini Nefashos that we follow Rov, and we have a Kavach Chomer that our Gemara tells us should flow from that, that Dini Maminis go Koshikain, so why would Shmuel hold Enoch and Mamanacha Rov? We have a solid Kavach Chomer that we see in our Gemara, that Dini Nefashos has a Din of Rov, so Kavach Chomer Dini Maminis. So, of course, we should follow Rov, but Dini Maminis. How could Shmuel argue on that? So Tosis, in order to make this question a real question, he has to add a point, and he does it here and also in Bava Kamma. And that's the Ein Lomer. Seemingly, one could argue there really are two different types of Rovs. As we saw yesterday, we mentioned the Sugin Chu and Daf Yud Aleph, and it's mentioned a lot of places in Shas. There's a concept of Ruba de Iser Kaman and a concept of Ruba de Lesser Kaman. Ruba de Iser Kaman, the Gemara compares two cases to Ruba de Iser Kaman. One is Tes Chanuyos, the other one is Sanhedrin. Ruba de Iser Kaman means we see in front of us the factors, the variables that create the rov. It's here in front of us. We have the nine that sell kosher meat, nine stores, and we have the other store that sells treif meat, kodeh parish, meruba parish. We have the Sanhedrin, we have the vote, we have the people, the dayanin, and that's called Ruba de Iser Kaman. That's the simple taich words, Ruba de Iser Kaman. There's more here, obviously, in Lamdis, but that's the taich, Ruba de Iser Kaman. Ruba de Lesser Kaman, says the Gemara, for example, katan uktana, that we say that most tanim are not going to turn out to be a saris, that they're incapable of having children, and the same by a woman. Most women are not an islandess. So what do we have there? We don't have all the variables in front of us. We have the abstract statistics about what is the nature of people, and that's Ubedelesa Kaman. The Gemara discusses what's the makor for Ruba de lesser kaman. Ruba de lesser kaman we have nachrav muhatos. However, with lesser kaman, Gemara has a long arichas trying to show you that in the Torah we see Ruba de lesser kaman is a valid robe. At the end, it's not clear how we know it. Rashi says either it's going to be halach moshe Sinai, or it also goes into the same pasuk nachrav muhatos. Tosus, with this backdrop, Tosus says maybe the solution to this kasha about Shmuel is that when we talk about rov, in the case of Hamocha Shol Chaveiro, what kind of rov are we dealing with? Ruba de lesser kaman. This idea of rov people buy an ox for one purpose or another, for Chavisha, that's not Ruba de isa kaman, that's statistics. So that's the rov that Shmuel doesn't follow by Dini Maminis. And for all we know, we don't follow that anywhere. That would be the Machokes, Rabban Shmuel. In other words, Dinin Nefashis, what are you asking? Let's run out a couple of Dinin Nefashis. From where? From Dayanim. Dayanim is Ruba de Issa Kaman. So maybe Shmuel agrees that Ruba de Issa Kaman works even by Mammon. And the type of Ruba doesn't work by Mammon is Ruba de Lesser Kaman. So maybe it doesn't work anywhere. So maybe that's the solution. So Tosus rejects that. Tosus says, I have a Gemara Mefureshes that Dinin Nefashis, you can have even Ruba de lesser kaman that operates. And what's the Gemara that he quotes? The Gemara on Daf Samach Tes. So let's just remind ourselves, yesterday I told you to look at it, so we'll go over it quicker now. What exactly do you have in Daf Samach Tes? It's Dinin Nefashis, and the Gemara challenges the idea of using a rov and says, yes, it works. And it's clearly a robe, the lesser kaman. What are the two robes that Tosef identifies from that Gemara? Kigon, robe nashim with tes yodan, ruba de inchi de tobi ibura de yarcha. So what is the Gemara discussing there? The window of time during which you can have the halacha ben soro mora. That's the Mishnah right before in Samachas on the days. Me'emes einasa ben sorer moreh, mishavish deisairos, vach yakev zokev atachton v'lo ha'elyon. So exactly what is that window? From the time he becomes yavish deisairos, a gadol, then until a certain point. So the Mishnah identifies it in terms of yakev zokev atachton, which is pubic hairs. And the Gemara discusses exactly what would that mean in terms of months. And again, it can be an afkamina, which would be first. But the Gemara says it would mean 3 months after that. But the Gemara gets that from the following, because the pasuk says ki yeh le'ish bein sorer umora. So we darshin the following: bein velo of. Now, at first glance, that means that only if he's a bain, and not if he's a father. Meaning that if he's a father, if he has a child, he's not going to be shach to be ben soromor. But the Gemara modifies that drasha, to mean the following. Not bain velo of, that if he's actually a father, then he's not going to be subject to ben soromor. That's impossible. He can't be this age and already be a father, that he actually impregnated the woman and she already gave birth. It's simply not possible. Rather,
physically.
What?
Physically,
yeah. That's the Gemara. But rather, what it means is bein v'lo ha-ra'oi li-yosav, li-kareyav, and not someone that you could look at the person and describe him with the label father. Now, again, for the Gemara, you know what I'm going to say. So what does it mean? By what virtue would we define him as a father? So you would say, well, when some woman gave birth, and it was through him. But that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that when a woman would be recognizably pregnant and he could have impregnated her, that would be the cutoff that you would call him, you could call him a father. In other words, the fact that you can see concretely the possibility of his becoming a father, that's the miut, that's the pshat of the low up. Okay? In other words, if you're already at the age that you could say, see, you see the possibility of his being a father, because the woman that he impregnated, which can only be from the time he's already a gadol, before that he couldn't, Gemara says he can't cause her to become pregnant. So therefore, from that point in time, she's no longer subject to the halachos of Ben Sora Mor. That's the Gemara. So in this connection, the Gemara brings the following question. The Gemara says, this is about six lines from When They Get Wide, Yosef Rav Yaakov Minar Pekod Kamed Ravina Yosef Vekama Mishmed Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua Shema Minar Midi Rav Krispidai Amrav Shabsai. Rav Krispidai Amrav Shabsai is the one who gave, we gave this explanation of Velo Haroi Lios Av, and we explained, and he also identified as synonymous with 3 months. So I missed a point to explain. In other words, and what would that mean? At what point is the woman recognizably pregnant? 3 months. That's what the Gemara says. First trimester is finished, that's when you can say it's hukar ubra, halachically. So, therefore, that adds up to 3 months. Correct the Gemara, or zok the Gemara, we see the following, that yoledes l'shiva ain ubernika l'shlish yomer. In other words, if a woman is recognizably pregnant at 3 months, and you could say, why is that? Because full-term pregnancy is 9 months. So a third of the pregnancy, that's when she's recognizably pregnant, and that would be, therefore, the point that you would mimamayit the person from being a ben sora mora, because he's bein below haro'i lios av. Because once you have the point that you can recognize that he could be a father, that's when he's excluded. What do you see, says the Gemara, that even a woman who gives birth at 7 months is not recognizably mulberes until 3 months. What could you have suggested? That it's always a function of a third of the pregnancy. The pregnancy goes to full term, then such a pregnancy would be recognizable at 3 months. But if a pregnancy only goes to 7 months, then you would could suggest that the point at which it would be recognizably that she'd be pregnant would be a third of that, which would be what? 2 months and a third. 2 months and a third of a month. But the fact that we don't say that, we always say that that the cutoff is going to be until 3 months, shows you that the point of recognizing that she's mulberes is not going to depend on whether she goes full term or goes to only 7 months. That's what the Gemara is medayik. Says the Gemara, Shema Minah Mid Rav Krispidai Am Rav Shapsa Yoledes L'Shiva En Ubraniker L'Shlish Yomeha De'isa G'daitach Ubraniker L'Shlish Yomeha. If that would be true, that it would always be a function of how long the pregnancy ends up going, then to that extent it would be recognizable at a third of that. Lamali Gimel the trail till Tasagya, with 2 1/3 of a month, it would be enough to say that he's already excluded from being ben soro mora, and he couldn't be put to death after 2 months and a third of a month, because he's already roi lios av in a case where the pregnancy only goes for 7 months. Look at Rashi, just to clarify what I just told you, three lines from the wide line, Shema Mina. Did you hear the Rashi? Just brings it all to for sharper focus. Shema Mina. Midlo kari lei, roi likroso av. You don't call him quote unquote royal kroso av ad gimel chadashim shmamina afivu ishto haisa yoledes l'shiva eno niker bepachas mi gimel chadashim di'i l'shlish yomim niker. If it would be niker v'shlish yomim betrei yarech yutilta niftar kol adam midin sora omore, then every person should be exempted from the halachic consequence of ben sora omore. From when? From trei yarech yutilta the haroyal kroso av. And Rashi gives you, therefore, enough. Why is this important to know this? Rashi gives you a nafkamina. Interesting nafkamina. What would be if a woman did not wait after she got divorced or became an amana, didn't wait 3 months? The halacha is havchana. A woman has to wait 3 months before she remarries. Because otherwise, you might have a situation where you don't know if the son is from the first husband or the second husband. So by waiting 3 months, you don't you avoid that problem. That's the halacha of havchana. But if, let's imagine, she didn't wait. She violated the halacha of waiting, of hafchana. And then she's recognized as being pregnant after 2 months and a fraction of a month. Do you have a suffix that she might be impregnated by the first husband or not? Or the second husband, I should say. So if you say that a short pregnancy could mean she's recognizable earlier, then such a case would also be within a suffix than Tesla Rishon ben Zayin la'acharon, because she could be recognized before three months on a shorter pregnancy. But if you tell me that across the board it's not going to be hukar ubra until 3 months, then a woman who's noticeably pregnant before 3 months is obviously going to be impregnated by the first husband. So that's where she would be not committed to know this reality, whether you can say that the point of being recognized is a function of 3 months no matter what, or a function of how long the pregnancy would be. We're not going to get into all the physiology here, just simply trying to tie Chigamah with Rashi. So if it's about that, I can't, you know, I don't know what to say. But
I was going to say that, like, it seems that, like, it doesn't, like, it seems to be very little assumption that, like, the woman would be doing any, like, be impregnated, like, outside of marriage. Like, in that 3 month window, if she's not married, and, like, she might be pregnant, for all we know, like, she might have.
No. The issue of Ben Teska Rishon Zayin La'acharon is about two possible husbands. That's the issue that Rashi brings in. That's the issue over there. The reason why she has to wait 3 months between the time that she got divorced, let's say, and remarried, is because of you want to be able to be sure whose baby it is, who the father is of that baby. Again, if you say that she's never recognized before 3 months anyway, then you would be able to say in that case with certainty it's different. Okay. Al Kopan, and that's the Gemara's diuk. What's the diuk from over here? Because here you're telling me that Ben So Amore, the cutoff, is going to be 3 months, and you had this drasha of Bain, the lo haro'i lios av, so obviously it's never called ro'i lios av until you get to 3 months. Okay. So what does the Gemara continue with? So they said this over. It says he said this over Mishmei Rafu Nabi Yeshua Hamei de Ravina Amalei. So Ravina says maybe it's not a raya. Why? La'olam emalach ubenikar l'shlish yameha. Really, I could tell you that we can see the woman is pregnant at a third of the pregnancy, however long it is, or however short it is. So how come the cutoff in Ben Sora Mora is going to be 3 months? You should already have a cutoff that it can't be Ben Sora Mora after 2 months and a fraction of a month. The answer is because Zil Basaruba. Most women have full-term pregnancies. And because of the rove of being full-term pregnancies, so the halacha Ben Sora Mora will be that the cutoff will be 3 months, which means that we can kill him until the 3 months, those extra 2 weeks, because of rove. This is why it's going to be relevant to Arenya. Using a rove, what kind of rove is it? Ruba de Leisa Kamon. So, Zoba Saruba, says Rashi, look at the Rashi, Lahachi, Lo Miftar, Kol Adam, Betrei Yarchi Betilta, Lach Avos Shtei Cyrus. That's why a person isn't exempted from the Din of Nesor Mora after 2 months and a third of a month from the time that they bore Shtei Cyrus. The Lo Kabina Bei Ra'ui, that he's not called Ra'ui Leos Av at 2 months and a fraction. I, in theory, could be called Ra'ui. No, Daz Gina Basa Rov Nashim Shiodos Gatas Be'en Huber Nikar Big Pachas Begim HaKadosh. We follow the majority. So now, Amru Kamei Drav Huna B'Divashua. So that was Ravina's response. So, right, they said it to Ravina, it says, right? And then they said that back over Ravina's rebuttal to Rav Huna B'Divashua, that Ravina didn't like your proof. Ravina says you can't prove it. Really, it could be that it is nikah before 3 months in the case of a shorter pregnancy. But the reason why Ben Sora Mora has 3 months till he's no longer Ben Sora Mora is because of rov. So what did Rav Huna B'Shua respond? Wait a second. What are you telling me here? That din in the fashis, you're following a rov. Means you're going to be able to kill him the extra 2 weeks. So I'm moving the first is Miyazgina Basaruba, Hatorah Amra, the Shaftu Eda Bitsila Eda, the At Amit Zuba Saruba. The Torah says the Shaftu Bitsila Eda. So how can you follow Rov if the Miut would lead us not to kill him? So Dina Fashis is at stake. So how can you follow the Rov and be able to condemn him to death when he would otherwise, if you follow the Miut, he wouldn't be subject to death penalty after 2 months and a fraction? That was Rav Huna B'Shua's response. Rashi, Ladunu Vitzilu Ha'eda, Ladunu Eschus, Vanan Matzinu Lemifterei, Mishamahai Taima, Derei Liyasab, Yeledu Zayin, V'at amet zo basaruba v'lo mifta at sheroi likro so abdi oledes v'tes kirov nashim. You want to say the roi lios av should be dependent on rov pregnancies, but no, if you go with mid pregnancies, then he's already off the hook at an earlier stage. I'm reading this for a reason, because l'chayra, after we read this Gemara, seemingly Tosus Raya is not so compelling. We'll see why. So what does he respond? No, we do follow Rav. Why? Adrua kamei de Ravina, so it's a back and forth here. Ravina wanted to slug up the Raya because we follow Rav, but really you could say she is Nikah before 3 months in some cases. Ravina Rishu says, what do you mean follow Rav Bitzila Eda? So now they keep going back and forth. It's a big, you know. When I hear the other one's response back, so they bring word back to Ravina what Ravuna Vishwa said. Amalei, what do you mean Bitzila Eda? And we don't follow Rav. But in the first of all, it's going to Basaruba. The Atnan Echad Omer B'Shnayim B'Chodesh, the Echad Omer B'Gimel, two Eden are contradicting each other on reporting on something with Dinei Nefashos. A murder took place on the second of the month, and the other aid says it took place on the third of the month. And we say Edus and Kayemis. What do you mean? Aren't they contradicting one another? Why is it good? One of them is aware that the month was Me'ubar, so therefore that day is not the third of the month, it's really the second of the month, because the previous month was 30 days, Malay. The other one thought that the previous month was Chassah. So for him, he's counting ahead. He didn't have the Luach that we have today. We open the Luach and we see when it is. So they were thinking about how they made the Cheshbon. You could have a contradiction. If you don't say you follow Rov, each one is saying what they're saying, and they know the calendar, and yet they're contradicting each other. Why is it that you can accept the Eidus? The answer must be because we follow Rov. What's the Rov? Elav Mishum Darminan Zil Basaruba Veruba De Inchi Avdi De Tobi Ibu Ediyacha. Rashi. He did make a mistake. It must be because we know most people make such a mistake. This is what Tosis was quoting from Samach Kes. Again, Russian of Tosis Bayas, Bikitsur, the Ein Romar, the Din Nefashis Gufayu, Azrina Basaruba Beruba, the Lesse Kamon. Don't tell me such a chiluk that we only follow Rov by Din Nefashos itself by Ruba de Issa Kaman, and therefore there's no Kash and Shmuel because his Rov was a Ruba de Issa Kaman. Why? The Bereish Perek Sorel More Mashma the Bechol Duch Dazrin Basa Ruba Bedin Nefashos Kigon what? The two Rovs that we just read about, Rov Nashim with Tess Yoldan, we're using that to explain why the Ben Soro Moreh can be killed until the cutoff of 3 months, even though maybe he shouldn't be killed after 2 months and a fraction, because it could be a pregnancy of 7 months. And the Gemara uses that also, from brings the riot to that, Verubah D'Inshi Tovi B'Diach. Now, what's different about the Gemara that we just read, and let's say the case of Shmuel, by Moche Shoruch HaRav Nimsa Nagcha? In other words, could it be that Shmuel could agree with saying Rov Adin Nefashos in context of the Gemara that we just read? But it's very different than a case like a parallel to that which Shmuel was talking about. What are we really using the Rov for in both instances here? The Rov of the case of Ibur Diyarcha, that most people make a mistake, or the Rov of Ben Soro Mora, what are we using it? Are we using it to be machria a suffix? What is the rove? What is the purpose of the rove? Yeah?
To achieve a ruling.
To achieve, more specific, let's go one by one. To understand pshat in the Torah's drasha that says, ki yeleish, bein velo av, namely, bein velo ra'i lios av. What did the Torah have in mind in excluding a ben soro moreh who is ra'i lios av? So does it mean to exclude him already from 2 months and a fraction, because there are pregnancies of 7 months where already he's regulus of at 2 months and a fraction of a month? Or does the Torah have in mind the exclusion to be the regulus of that's built on the rove of a full-term pregnancy, that the regulus of wouldn't be till 3 months? So the rove that we're using by Din Nefashis is very limited in its context. To use it to understand pshat in what the miyut is about, to understand the drasha that we make from the din of bein velo of. That's not the same as saying I'm using the robe, the ruba de lesser kaman, to be mevare safek in front of us. Did the person buy the shor l'ridge, or did he buy the shor for shchita? It's using robe to understand what the Torah had in mind with its drasha. Similarly, the other rov, that most people err with kviyas di kviyas di yarcha. Yeah, of course it's going to have implications for killing him, but it's not that the rov is machriya suffik that can therefore be used by din nefashis. The rov is just helping us understand what the Torah had in mind and when he would be killed and when he wouldn't be killed. And that would be a function of a 9 month pregnancy and a 3 months being the cutoff. Now the halacha is you kill him the extra 2 weeks. Because we know what the Torah had in mind. But it's not that the rove is being machriya suffik that directly impacts on the fashos. It's that the rove is helping us understand what the exclusion is and what the exclusion is not. Similarly, what's the issue of rove people make a mistake in Yibur D'Yarcha? Is the rove coming to machriya a suffik that's directly coming to paskin din the fashos? What's going on here? I have two Aidin, and they seem to be saying some things that contradict one another. In every respect, they're saying the same, but the problem is one person said Beis B'chodesh, one said Gimel B'chodesh. What does the Rove tell us? That they're not contradicting each other. That they have an Eidus. If I have the Eidus, and they're not contradicting, so the Mela, Din Nefashis, is going to be carried out. But it's not that the rove is directly being machriya the suffix under din nefashis. The rove is just being utilized to reconcile the edus. So it's not really necessarily a good raya, except that the emes is if you go on in the sugya, the Gemara does seem to have cases that could be more relevant and shayach to what Shmuel's case is about. That you have to look further in the Gemara. The Gemara brings more attempts. The Gemara is docha those rayas. But this is not my own heart. I think Rabbi Pravatsky points it out. In the Gemara itself, these two rayas are not necessarily perfect examples. Okay, so just a little ha'ara to think about. Yeah, question.
Two things. What is machriya safik?
Machriya safik means that, okay, if it were Issei Kaman, for example. So you have dayanim, and you have a vote, and you have majority. So we say it does. By Issei Kaman it does. But the equivalent of that, by Issei Kaman. In other words, I don't know, would be an example. I don't know something about the story. And the rove is going to tell us that he's chayiv misa based on that information. What? Mm-hmm. So truth is, I'll tell you an example, but this is already strange because Tosus didn't bring it. But you can ask you something tomorrow too. So whatever you see for that. The Rishonim asked the Kash, the Ran over there, Lamasha, we saw the Sugi in Chulin. How do you know Ruba de Lesser Kaman is a real din? So we had all these examples that we mentioned quickly yesterday. So along the way, with the words is Maki Ish Bames Mos Yumas, or Maki Aviv is Chayiv Misa. So what's the Shaila? Maybe what? Maybe it's not his father. So the Gemara says, so it must be that we follow Rob, because Rob is a charabal. So in terms of what, that's a suffix with a rove that says it's a father, so you can put him to death. See, the rove is directly speaking to the issue. The rove says it is a father. The case in the Gemara, the rove is taking care of a particular point. Do you have contradiction in the Adam? Do you not? Does the Torah mean this? Does the Torah mean that? It's different. Okay, but once you're mentioning the Gemara, then you can ask on the Gemara. So why did the Gemara only bring as a raya that you see you follow Rove by Nefashis because of the case of the Eidim. The Gemara could have brought Maki Yagavim. Does anyone have a Ran here? Chedisha Ran with the on the later Prokim? No, I don't know if it's on our COVID. The Ran asked the Kasha. The Ran asked the Kasha there. Why does Gemara only bring that? So the Ran gives a Teretz, if I'm not mistaken. He says like this: Maki Yagavim, the Torah says he's chayiv. So obviously, you tell me that obviously you follow the Rove. Here, I'm not sure how to say it. Here, there's a Vitzilu Ha'ed, you can't say Vitzilu Ha'ed over there. Torah says Yechayev. So, if you're telling Vitzilu Ha'ed, he didn't do an Aveira, that's Chayev Misa. So, you don't say Vitzilu Ha'ed, it's Chayev Misa. Over there, he did an Aveira, that's Chayev Misa. But there's a Vitzilu Ha'ed that he shouldn't be put to death for that Aveira, because he's considered already Roy Leosav, so he has the exemption clause that the Pasuk is referring to. So that's where the Gemara has to prove that you say Rove even for that. He did the Aveira, but he should be off the hook because of some Cheshbin that we made that based on the Miut he should be Pater. So we and maybe we should make that Cheshbin and make him Pater, Bitzila Eda. But you can't say Bitzila Eda that Maki Avimo, he didn't do the Aveira. He did the Aveira. There's a Rove, okay, that's what we showed. So the Rove says he did the Aveira. Here we know he did the Aveira. But the Tzila Eda says he should be off the hook anyway. I think that's the Chiluk that the Ran makes. So it could be that's what Tosus didn't bring the Gemara Chulin either. But at the same time, the Gemara in Sanhedrin also is not a perfect analogy. Okay, so these are some points to notice. It's interesting. This Chiluk Tosus dismisses between Issa Kaman and Lesser Kaman. Yeah?
Can we explain the difference between the Rove by Edom,
yeah, the Rove by Edom, we're using the Rove in a very limited context. The Edom seem to be at odds with each other, but the Rove says they're not at odds with each other. It's not a Rove speaking to the heart of the matter. Did he kill, did he not kill, and we're relying on a Rove that he killed, and he's Chayiv Misa. We're using about the Rove, the Nogeya, the Edus, it's already another layer. It's another layer. The Eidus either is a valid Eidus or it's not a valid Eidus. If it's a valid Eidus, then we know he killed and we put him to death. If they're contradicting each other, then the Eidus are thrown out. The Rove says that once it's Beis B'chodesh, once it's Gimel B'chodesh, so most people make such a mistake, and therefore the Eidus is Kayemes. The Eidus is not viewed as a contradiction. So that's not the same as using the Rove to specifically be done on the core of the issue. So I say in both cases it's really not the same as using the Rove to Paskin directly. Yeah.
I was just curious, so if we're gonna say that we're following the Rove, but maybe the woman can be nikar 2 months and a shlish, so what happens in the case where a woman didn't wait and she seemed to be pregnant after 2 months?
Right, so then
what do we do? Do we follow the Rove? Even though it could be that it's not that she's not one of the Rove?
No, so that's the point. If you say that a 7 months pregnancy could be nikah before 3 months, then a case of a woman who didn't wait and is recognized after 2 months and a fraction, we have to know that such a child is maybe a kohen, maybe not a kohen. Right, in a chanami, that's why the issue is relevant. That's what Rashi explains. If you would say that she's never nikah until 3 months, even if the pregnancy lasts only 7 months, then in a case that she didn't wait, and she is nikar after 2 months, we can therefore establish in certainty that it's from the first husband, right?
So we were just going to leave it aside.
Yeah, yeah. That issue becomes still it's going to go into that.
Why do we have to wait 3 months though? Why, if you just wait like 1 month, you'll know if the pregnancy is only nikar after 3 months, you can just say it's either from the first.
Yeah, yeah. But let's say yeah. Uh huh.
You don't have to actually wait the 3 month period. You could just calculate it. Even after 2 months or 1 month.
Not everyone shows right away either. You know, in other words, it could be that, you know, I don't know. It could be. I don't know. It could be the other way around.
After 3 months, you know that it couldn't have been from the second year because it was a month after the.
Right.
So really hard to say.
Okay. Yeah. Now, everyone take this. Take to pass around the two sheets here. Yeah, or this one, the last one. There is a stira in the Rashbam, but one Rashbam seems to say that there is in fact a chiluk between Isa Kaman and Rasa Kaman. And Rabbi Kibbe Eger points out that the Rashbam is Soser himself. I just want to show you, it's interesting. Tosus negates this answer. You can't tell me that Shmuel will differentiate, and Shmuel only said it, that Enoch Mamnacharo by Rubadil, Esa Kaman, and Isa Kaman will be. Enough to be motzi mamon. Tosus wanted to use that to answer the kasha, and he says it's not true because you see nefashos, even Rubi Delesa Kaman works. So the kasha is still here. But lemaisa, is there a chiluk or is there not? Does Shmuel differentiate or not? So on the one hand, look at the Rashbam first on Sadi Beis Amud Beis. So the Gemara says what? Rava Amar, look at the fourth line from the top. Rava Amar Hariz Nekach Tos, right? If the shor became a nakhon, it's a mistake in the sale. Basa Ruba Azlinon, Veruba Laradia Zavni, right? Most people buy for Harisha. Shmuel Amalach, Ki Azlina Basa Ruba Beisura, the Mamon Alola, right? So now, what does the Rashbam say? I think I read it yesterday. The Isura. When do we file Rov? By Isur, not by Mamon. So what example does the Rashbam bring on Isur? Kigon what? What case does he bring? What kind of a Rov does he bring? That we use it by Isur as opposed to Mamon. What's the case that he brings? See the Rashbam, the Isura? Kigon? So we go after the Rov. The Rashbam is giving that as the example that we follow Rov by Isur as opposed to Mamon. But the Rov that the Rashbam quoted as the example of a Rov by Isur was a Ruba de Isur Kaman. So that would imply that a Ruba de Isur Kaman by Mamon, according to Shmuel, would not work. What's the problem? The Rashbam, at the end of the sugya, further down, Sadi Gimel Amid Aleph, seems to say otherwise. So what is it going on? So look further down in the sugya. So the Gemara wants to say that maybe Rabbi Shmuel are going to argue in the Machokes Tanoi. So we have, the Gemara says, Lema Ketanoi, but halfway down the page in Sadi Gimel, Lema Ketanoi. I hope you guys can hold on, help up a little bit, not too much, a little bit. Lema Ketanoi, right? The Gemara says, "Shor shayaroa v'nimtza shor harug b'tzido." So you have a shor that's pasturing, and then right next to it, there's a shor that's dead. And we know that this shor that's pasturing is a repeat offender. Apish v'zem menugach. This one has been gored; it's dead because it was gored. V'zem mod gigach, and the one that's right there pasturing has a history of goring. So what does everything indicate? By indications, we know who did it, right? Zemenusach, this one is bitten up. That means the victim, sure. The Zemurvishach, and the other one that's pasturing has a history of biting. Again, by indications, we know who did it. Ein Omrim, we don't say, B'yaduash Zed Nakcho, B'yaduash Nashcho. We don't say, says the Tanakama, that we know for sure that it was done by this you know, innocent-looking shor next to it. Rav Acha Omer, the following, Gomol Ha'ocher Bein Hagmalim. If you have a camel that's mating, among others, the Nimsa Gomol Harug B'tzido, and you have next to it another dead camel, you know what? B'yadua Shezeh Hargo. We can establish that it was at the time that it's doing its thing, it also acts out and must have, you know, killed the other camel. In other words, he looks at indications that appear to be that he did it, and he says, yeah, he did it. So it's machlokes. So now, the Gemara wants to say that we should suggest that this is similar to Rov. Why? Sabrua. Ruba b'chazaka ki adadi ninu. This inyan that it's a chazaka that must have been done by this, it's similar to Rov. In other words, chazaka, this shor is muchzak rigach. Gemara thinks that that's the equivalent of a Rov. So now, lema rav amak ravacha. So Rav say, Rov is sufficient to be motzi mamon. And what can you say over here? That this fact that he's muchzak to do it is like a Rov. So he's chayiv. The owner of that gomo or shor has to pay. Shmuel says, like a Tanakam, no, we don't say he did it. We don't follow Rov. We don't follow Rov to take motzi mamon. Says the Gemara, amalach Rav. So each one's going to say, no, I go like everybody. Why? Says Rav, I hold Hokum Amanacha Rov. I can even fit with the Tanakam. I know Adam that feel Tanakam. Ad kanu kama Tanakam a hasan. El delo azlina basa chazaka. Avo basa ruba azlina. You're comparing this chazaka that he's muchzak ligach to Rov. It's not comparable. Rov is better. Ruba b'chazaka, we say ruba adif. That's just muchzak ligach. That's not good enough for the Tanakama. But Rov is better. So that's what Rav says. Comes Shmuel and says, I'm going to make myself go even according to who? According to Rabach. Amar Shmuel Amalach. And here's the key what we want for Arashban. Ana da Amri afilu Ravacha. What did Ravacha say? That we assume that the camel did it. At kanu kama Ravacha hasam. Ela da azlina basa chazaka to hu gufei muksik. This camel itself is muksik. This camel itself is muksik. Abu basaruba lo azlinan. No, what does this word mean? What does this line mean? It's different by the camel because who gufa muksik? But Rov is different. Very mysterious. What do these words mean? Says the Rashbam. Look at the Rashbam. Dibur hamaschil to who gufa muksik. To who gufa muksik. The kevan de hu omid b'tzido, since this in itself is right here, hu gufe muksik, and it's right there, standing right next to it. Azlina basa umdina, we found the umdina that in the stomach was done by this camel. Avo basa ruba de lese kaman lo azlina. But a robe that's not here, it's just somewhere in the abstract, that's different. First glance, what did the Rashban say? That what kind of a rove is worse, that can't be motzi mamon, and what kind of a rove is better, that is motzi mamon? The Rashbam's words are, here, the camel is right here, hu gufei muksik. So that's a rove that's going to be motzi mamon. But, as the Rashbam continues, but ruba delesei kaman lo azlina. Which means, that Shmuel Shita of Enoch Malkarov is limited to what? Ruba de Lesse Kaman. In other words, that chiluk that Tosis is suggesting is adopted by the Rashbam. What's the problem?
Early.
The earlier Rashbam. Who asked it? Rabbi Kiva Eger. On the Gilyan Hashas. Now you see the Gilyan Hashas marked off so nicely here by one of our Shir assistants. Yeah, Baruch Hashem. Rashbam, Dibur HaMaschil, the second Gilyan Hashas on the page. Abu Basar Rube Delese Kaman Lo Azlinan. Let's read the Kiv'ega together. Mashma. From these words of the Rashbam, it's Mashma. De Beruba De Ise Kaman Hochin B'Mammon Achar Rov. The Rashbam is Mashma, that Rube De Ise Kaman is better, and you can follow Rov even according to Shmuel. He says there are some Bishonim like that. Believe it or not. V'chein Re'isi B'tshuvas B'tshuvas Hadesha. The Hotzi Kein Nulashin Rashbam. He sees the Rashbam, he's Medayik that way. That Ruba de Isa Kaman Shmuel agrees. What's my problem? Says the Kivayegev Ulam. The Lashon Rashbam Le'il that Sadi Beis on the Beis Diba Maschel BeIsura, that we only follow Rov by Isur. Keep going, Teshcha Nuyos. So that's where you are. When you follow Rov by Isur. But what Rov does he pick as the example? Teshcha Nuyos. What is that? Isa Kaman, Mashma, the Mimamon, Gam Kikai Gavna, even the Isa Kaman Rov is not good enough. Gam the Isa Kaman Rov is Lina Basavitsochi, Stephen Rashba. Now, it's all the fun starts, right? So what do you do with the Rashbam? Mean what the Rikvega meant? Did he mean something else? But at first glance, you read superficially, the Rashbam, he said, this chiluk that Tosfos didn't accept, but that there is a there's a Tumas Hadesh in that way. Isik Kaman is better than Shmuel and Agbiya. An important idea that we discovered here in the Rashbam, but again, if it's a Rashbam, we have to know what to do with the other Rashbam, the Mashmos is otherwise. So just to give you a flavor of how this, you know, this riles everybody up, you know, there is a sefer called Kuntres HaSvekas. We'll get to it maybe soon for the end of the Tosfos. Who wrote the Kuntres HaSvekas? The brother of the Ksos. The brother of the Ksos. A whole sefer, Kuntres HaSvekas. This edition has notes on the bottom too. He quotes his brother, and his brother quotes him, you know, Shmaitza. There's a whole simin. You know, these onyanim of stakos, you know, what had in Machriya stakos. Kral Vav, beheading. Yisa midabrosa, the inyan ein hochin b'mamanacha harov. That's this whole Kral Vav. Yes, so he deals with our Tosfos and Bava Kamma, and he talks about this Rashbam, and so on. You know, and the Tumas Hadesh and the Kibbeke quoted. Yisa kaman, lesa kaman, okay. He has a paragraph here. The heavy Yodea. This is a little into this Klal Vav. Heavy Yodea. Shaharav HaTumas HaDeshen. The Simen Shin Yodalit. This is the one of the Kimei Eger quoted that we just saw. Maybe the Shem Gilyan Tosos. The Amocher Peres. The Gilyan Tosos. The Amocher Peres. And this parak. The Beruba the Isa Kamon. Gam Shmuel Mode. The Ochen the Mammon Achar Harov. Umiyaches Sham Gam Das HaRashbam Lozeh. Because of that Rashbam. And then here in the notes, they have a whole Arichus. That's how Kibbeke understood the Rashbam, but maybe we can understand the Rashbam differently, and so on. Okay, Rayas, and so on. What does Tosfos answer about saying? Also not a simple thing. Our Tosfos, let alone Tosfos Bava Kamma. What does our Tosfos answer? So, what's Akash again? How come we don't use the Kavachom from Din Nefashis? That we should say by Mammon as well, Hochem Mammon Acharov, because Din Nefashis has every Rov that works, as we see from the Sugya Samachtes. So, two, we should say every Rov works by Mammonis, and Shmuel holds, seemingly, that Rov does not work of any kind. Mitzorach Lomar. Deruba L'Radya Zavni Lo Choshiv Ki Hanach Ruba Hilkach Lo Samchin Ahach Ruba B'dinim Bominis. That means the robe that we're dealing with in that Gemara in Bava Basra Sadi Beis is the robe that most people buy for Harisha. That robe is not as Choshiv as the other robes that we've been discussing, such as what?
Woman,
what? Most women with Tassiol done. And what? Well, people make mistake, they bore the Yarcha, or the Dayanim in the Thaisdin. In other words, now we're suddenly limiting the scope of Shmuel in a drastic fashion, but we don't know exactly how. Shmuel's robe that doesn't follow is something like robe l'charisha. And now you have to know what category is it? Tosfos leaves us totally in the dark without explanation. This robe is not as chashav. There are other robes as well. The Gemara has a whole shock of attire comparing cases. Like, so obviously it's not just limited to that case. So what about this case makes it weaker? What does Tosfos mean? Completely unclear. Again, Tzitzach Levedik here. What's going on here? Kuntres HaSvekas, Mishmaitza. So maybe the Shmaitza now. He gave the brother, he mentioned before, now he mentioned the Ksos. Yeah, the Shmaitza was written by the Ksos. When? Very young age. What? How old? Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Very young, very young. Shev Shmaitza. All about in Yanim of, you know, Klalim of Shas, and Yanim of within Svekas and so on. Chazaka, Rov, all of this. Okay, so just a chance to be exposed to it, you know, right? Okay. Shmaitza Dalid, Perek Shvi. No. Wait. No. Perek Shishi. Smites of Dalet. There are seven smites. Smites of Dalet Perek Hamishi. Not a big Perek. Kaimolan, Dein Hochen Bemaman Acha Harov. Vesh Perek Haminiach. That's the Gemara also in Bava Kama. Uberesh Amocha Peres. Machokis Rabin Shmuel. Ubetosis Perakama de Sanhedrin. Right away. Goes to Artosis. Zelishon, Tema, the Beresha Mocha Peres, Kama Shmuel, that we don't hold Leonka after a row, by Mammon, by Milo, Nelof, Kavachom, and Din Nefashis. The Ein Lomar, and so on, the whole Tosis. It's a Choma, the Ruba, the Radia Zavni, the Choshev, Kihanach Ruba, Hilkachu, Samchina, Nahach Ruba, Din Mammon, Ad Kan Lishono. The Tzorach Biur, the Masha Kasu Tosis, the Ruba, the Radia, the Choshev, the Lukasu, the Ezatam, the Choshev, Ruba, Kahanach Ruba. Why? Okay, so first he brings a Bach. I'll say the words. I didn't have a chance to be mine too much. I'll just read you the words. So this is the Bach. But then he'll say his own, what he thinks is the Pshat. The Bach, Choshe Mishpat, Samir Resh Rabbe Beis, Kasav Lefarish Devreim, the Mishamachi Ruba Laradya Lav Rov Malia. Why isn't a good Rov? He says as follows. What does it mean, Rov? People buy oxen or plowing. What does it mean? He says it's not a good role for the following reason. Kineged Adam Echad Shekone Meya Shivarim Laradya. Corresponding to one person who buys 100 oxen to use for plowing, Yesh Meya Bnei Adam Shekonim Asara Shivarim Lishchita. There can be 100 people that buy 10 oxen each for Shchita. In other words, what is the Bach apparently saying? Ropes. The robe of Ridya is a function of the buyers or a function of the commodity. Most shvarim that are purchased are for the sake of Chavisha, not for Shchita. But it's a weak robe because it's true that most oxen are sold for Chavisha, but you could have one person buying 100 oxen for Chavisha, but you can have 100 people buying 10 oxen each for Shchita. So therefore, when you talk about this given person, you know, really, you could see as a purchaser, maybe the robe is the other way. That's the Bach. But it runs into problems with the sugya. And he writes, giving respect to his brother, Ukfahi Sigo, Achi Harava Mufkod Rav Yehuda Kahana, the Kuntris Hakolim Klau Vav Simen Aleph Ayin Shah. That's his brother, Kuntris Hasvegas. He quotes the Bach, and he has kashas on him. My brother Ray showed you that's not a good pshat. Okay, so you have to be ma'ayin yourself, see what the Bach said. I didn't have a chance to ma'ayin. And what's the kashis on the Bach? That's the sugya there in Baba Basra. Good, we're going to go on. Right. V'nira lefarish. Says the Shmaitza, I'll tell you something else. A new pshat tosis. Not the Bach's pshat. Not a pshat. He wants to say, based on the Ramban, in the Mochamos, Terek Beis the Kedushin. Now, what did I give you? I didn't give you the Shmaitza. I figured you'd be too intimidated with the Shmaitza. So what did I give you? I gave you two lines in the back of the Gemara, so that's less intimidating, right? Gilead Marsha, but they're saying the same thing. One quotes the Muhammad, one quotes the Ran. But basically, this is the Svar. What did I tell you? Gilead Marsha. Gilead Marsha, by the way, is not to be confused with the Marsha. The Gilead Marsha is the Shlomo Eger, son of Reb Kiv Eger. So he had notes, and they gathered them together, and they put it in the back of the Gemara, Gilead Marsha. Let's read his words, and then I'll read it back from the Shmaitza. So what's going on, and the context, and see where it's coming from. And they say that's what Tosis means. It's in the Gilead Marsha in the back. They collected it in the Yalkut Mefarshim. If you have that, if not, you have to find it separately. In the old Gemaras, when I was a kid, they wouldn't have Yalkut Mefarshim. They had everyone by himself in the Vilna Shas. So you have to look for that particular person's notes. Who was here? It's all together. So you look with the brackets afterwards, tell you who it's on the Tosis. It's the last Siyur on Gimel Mebeis, Gilead Marsha, yeah. But you have to know how to find what he quotes. This is another Avoda, yeah. It's like a wild goose chase to try to track it down. He's Mitzayin around in Kedushin. But the problem is, you have a Kedushin here, yeah. No. You have a Kedushin? No, I have one. I have one, good. Okay, so what does he say in Gilead Marsha? You see, he has on the Tosis. Bitzarach Lomar, The last, you have it like me, you don't give us. It's Tzarech Lomar, the Ruba Gubadi Zabni is not as strong. I am Biran, Kiddushin, Daf, Vesh Chavches, Sofa Medalef. Wow. Doesn't sound right. So you'll see what he means. But he tells you, the Ruba Misavri, Bahadur Mekadshi, Kevan De'eno Rov, Shemachayiv HaTeva, Lo Choshev Ruba. So now we know Pshat and Tosis, right? We read Gili Mashat, now we can say over Kar Pshat and Tosis, right? Because it tells you the Pshat. What's going on here? What does it mean? And what is this Ran? And what's Daf Reish Chavches, right? Okay. So, here's the secret. First of all, if you look in the back of a Gemara that has a Ran, you're going to notice sometimes, separate from the actual letters of the Rif and the letters of the Ran, you see little margins sometimes will say Daf. Now sometimes when it says daf, it's referring to daf in the Gemara that this discussion, the Rif and the Ran or the Rif in Mugi Yosef is connecting to, and that means daf in the Gemara. But other times it means there was a different layout at some point in Suras Hadaf, and because they changed it to this layout with a different Suras Hadaf, so if you want to know what it was in the old Suras Hadaf, so you have to look, you know, on the margin and find daf so and so. So he was referencing a Ran that he called daf Reish Chav Ches. Strangely enough, when I did find the Ran, because I knew the sugya of Mekachi Vada Besavri and Daf Nun and Kedushin, it's actually Reish Lamed, not Reish Chav Ches. So I don't know. I don't know. Maybe something was off in when he was mitzayin that Reish Chav Ches. That I can. But at least I knew what he was talking about because I found Daf, you know, Reish Lamed in that little margin in connection to this inyan. So what is this inyan? What is this all about? So the I read it from the Shmaitzah, but it's basically the same Yisod. There's a little bit of a Shinoi in the Ramban and the Ran, but basically, here's the Vort. Here's what's going on. It's a Sugya in Kiddushin Daf Nun. So, I wish I could really could like to have made copies, but say that you have to bear with me, you look it up. Okay. What's the Gemara? The Gemara is as follows. A person sends a woman gifts, Bifnei Edim, and you want to know if she Mikudeshes. Why? It doesn't have to be a ring, it could be any Shavikesef, right? So what could it depend, what does it depend on? On the following issue. Typically, are the gifts sent before Kiddushin? Or after Kiddushin? If there are gifts sent, if the norm is to send gifts before Kiddushin, then you don't assume that this was Kiddushin. Because usually you send a nice gift and then you actually mekadesh the woman. But if the norm should be that we what? That we are mekadesh first and then send gifts, then this could be viewed as the kedushin. So you have the following discussion in the Gemara. Then I'm a bathing condition. So Gemara says, "Ba'asra de mekachi vada mesavri chashinan." If it's a place where people mekadesh a woman and then they send the gifts, so then this, by the way, gets mentioned in Chumash in the Chizkuni, al Torah. Because you know that Eliezer was sent by Avram to find a wife for Yitzchak. Now, according to many, Eliezer served as a shliach kedushin. How could he be an eved? He's an eved. Okay, that's a big kasha that they ask. An eved is not the Torah's kedushin, but Tosis brings in Shuvas Dav Zayin a raya that you can have birchas erisin even if the kedushin was by the shliach, because it's by Baruch Hu Esvivka, which is a marker for birchas erisin. But it was Kiddushin Medei Shliach. So you see, Kiddushin Shliach also warrants Birchas Erisin. So, the Shaila is, if he was Mekadosh Rivka for Yitzchak, now you're assuming that she was a Gedola, which is a Shaila, her age. So what was the Kiddushin? So, what does he give her when he sees her? Smidin, and he gives her the nose ring. So that could have been the Kiddushin. But it also says later on, after the whole Suda, he took out Kli Kesef, Kli Zav, Vayitin L'Rivka. So that could have been the Kiddushin. So which one is the Kiddushin? So the Chizkuni, and maybe others as well, say, well, it depends on this Gemara. Kiddushin Daf Nun. If it's in the minigis to be Mekadosh and then to give the gifts, or you and then the Kiddushin, or the gifts are first and then the Kiddushin. So if the first ones, if he'd minigis to first give gifts and then Kiddushin, then the first time he gave the jewelry wasn't for Kiddushin. Because that was the Misavli, for Hadam Mekadshi. So the second time he took out things and gave Rivka, that was for Kiddushin. Okay, so it comes up there too. Anyway, the Gemara says as follows. But ask with the Mekadshi, Vahadam Misavli, Chayshinan. Then we have to be concerned for Kiddushin, because the first time is Kiddushin. Mesavi vada mekachi go chashina. Now the shalot the gears. So, I tell you the truth. This is, again, if it's mesavi, again, mesavi vada mekachi go chashina, because then the first time was just token gifts. Not now the shalot, if the Gemara asks the kasha, pshita, and the Gemara answers, lo tzvicha, that most people do it one way and some people do it another way. I would think nechosh l'meyuta kamash malan. If I read Rashi's Girsa, it's not going to help us for what we need. So I'm going to read Rashi's Girsa out, and we're going to learn the way that the other Rishonim are Goris. And this is what the Ran brings in here, the other Girsa. So I'm not reading the Girsa in this Gemara, I'm reading the Girsa of the other Rishonim. And then we have the Pshat of the Ran and the Ramban. So what does he say? Find the Ran now. In the old Surah Sadaf of the Ran, so this is in Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis unto Chaf Beis Amid Aleph. This is the Ran in our Suisa Daf. Okay, so he brings Rashi's Girsa, and then he says he doesn't like it, and he brings the other Girsa. It. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Hagaonim Gorsin. So here's the Gersa that Rishonim had. Again, what did the Gemara say? The Psak Halacha? If the minig is first Kedushin, then b'choshesh, then they're married. If the minig is first sivlonos, then they're not married. So the Gemara asks the following kasha. Pshita, what are you telling me? Achidosh, it's obvious. You follow whatever the minig amakam is. So they say, lo tzvicha, that ruba misavli vada mekadshi. Most people first give the gifts, then mekadish. The miut are mekadish first. You might think, let's not be choshish for the miut and make it kedusha. Why? Because most people give gifts first. Kamash malan. According to this, we're always chashinan, except if it's in a place that nobody does kedusha first. There's some people that do kedusha first, then we're choshish. That's what emerges from the Girsa of the Gaon. Says the Shnaitza, says the Ran, so how come? Why don't we follow Rov? Why don't we follow Rov? Rov people, it wouldn't be conditioned. So I'll quote from the Shnaitza. Nero Lefarish, Mashkas of Ramban, Gabi Sublonos, Daminan, Diruba Misabi, Vahadamakachi. The Ikshu came in the Rubin Sabi Mekachi. Am I choshing with Sivlonos? Follow the robe because of Ramban. Hatam Lishelazu. She ain't robe ze doma lepukta the Rameir Bachachamim. What's the Meir Bachachamim arguing about? Chshash, Ilinis, Chshash, that he's a Saris. Hasam Rove Chiu Viteva, who? The EFSHER Elokein. It's scientific. That's a robe that we follow. Avokan ainu ela minik upa'amim harbish adam noy kiminik hamiyut hilchach b'makom isreishes ish. Hechmiru. So the Ramban says because of Eishes Ish, then he brings some others, it's even not because of Eishes Ish. But what's the Svara? The Svara, and this is what Rabbi Shlomo Eger means in Gilyan Masha. What's the difference between, that was, what would Tosus mean now by us? There's a robe that's based on scientific reality in the world. Most people are not islandists. Women are not islandists. And then there's a robe that's based on sociological phenomenon. Cultural, sociological. It's true. It's statistics. But statistics that are based on sociology are much more, what you could say, can be changed. They're not as reliable as a fact that's established based on science, based on teva. This is, in other words, psychology is not the same thing as, the hard sciences, right? Okay. Social sciences are different. That seems to be the point here. This is what they want to say is a pshat in artosis. And he comes back to artosis. How does he put it? The end. That's what Tosus will mean. But Zen Nicha says the Shmaitzer Divri Tosus. Diruba Leradia Lochashiv Kanach Ruba. Vahino Mishum. Diruba Leradia Talia Bidas Uberatsan Vineyada. Upa Amin Sha'adamot. So we have those Geshchita. Most people buy for Harisha. But sometimes a person can buy for Shechita. The Rove Kazer is also a Rove. Not that it's not a Rove, it's a Rove. Elokeva de eno kimo sharuba is something less about this robe than others. Shmuel holds that when does this robe work? Only within the realm of no isura of mamona lo mahani robe kahai. I will be sharuba the ubechiu v'teva gam b'mamona mahani. That's the chiluk Tosfos is making. That's what Shlomo Eger bekitzur over here. Ayin Varan Kedushin, he says, Reish Chavches, okay? Deruba Mesafi Vada Mekachi, what does he mean? Kevan de Eino Rov Shemechayiv HaTeva Lo Chashiv Ruba. Rov HaMechayiv HaTeva, that would work, even by Mamon. So therefore, that's what Tosfos will mean. But in Achanami, the Rov of Shmuel is different. It's about people's proclivities, that's really something that could be fickle, that could change. That would not work by Mama, but it would work by Yisra. Yeah.
The rule by Iber Kodesh, why would that be happening?
Interesting. So what about that? Rob told the Ibur the Yarch, that people's tendency to make a mistake. Now that's by Nefashos. That works even by Nefashos. You're saying, so what would be, that would work by Mama, not work by Mama? You see, and Shmuel would hold, it doesn't work by Mama, why not make a Kavu Chomer? That's what you're asking. Make a kavah chomer from that rove of Ibur Diyarcha. Tosus brought that, after all, as a raya that Nefashos even will be the lesser kaman. What? So do you think that's teva? Let's see. Can you explain why?
I'm saying that the scientific, like a fact that people are not good at telling you what the root is. It's not sort of based on a trend.
That's not a trend. It's not a trend. It's human nature. It's a human nature issue as opposed to sociological.
Like what we observe happens. Uh-huh. As opposed to something that's rooted in
I hear the slur. You accept it or not? Yeah. That's a question. What?
Don't you know when the new moon was based on
Bezdin? No. But the word didn't always get out. People made, especially early in the month. People didn't always chat right away what's going
on.
What?
Can you see it?
Not right away.
No, not right away. No.
Let's if we're not sure where to put it, let's make a range here. You have Teva, which is a woman giving birth, generally 9 months. Teva is 9 months. You don't really have control over that. You've got the case that we're dealing with here. It's not Teva at all. It's definitely not Teva.
Harisha, people buy for Harisha. That's what that. You're
right. That's a
sociological.
On a scale of where you're going to put this, you're not going to put this by Teva because it's. More like these people are Amaratsim. So like I said during Seder, the men of Oilam is that people are Amaratsim. So that's not Teva.
But you see, I tell you why the point is good. Right? See, the Svar Ramban, good.
It should not
the Ramban and the Ramban both say, because a person could change his mind. This is not something that you can say a person changes his mind about. What the Rishonim are saying is that if it's about what human, you know, what catches human your attention, what you're used to doing, your habits, your buying habits, your this. So that's something that, yeah, but, you know, tomorrow I have a different, I wake up in a different mood and I start to do differently. That's something which fluctuates a lot. You couldn't say that by Toby Burdiyacha. Yeah, people make a mistake with Burdiyacha. That, in that regard, it's like science. You know, they're saying it when it's a robe that's about, you know, people's tastes, trends, tastes. That's the kind of thing that's very fickle. So even though it is a robe, and you can use it, and it works a lot of times, but to be motzi moment, it's not going to work. But Ibud Diyacha in that way is closer to the science type of realities. Yeah. Yeah. Yoni.
But how can you say that it's closer to them? Because even like something like nowadays, people do know already. So like there's a way to change it.
No, but good. Yes, yeah, but the Gemara is discussing in the time, the earlier times. That halacha that the two Aden that can predict, that was in times when it's clear. Of course it can change based on a whole new phenomenon, but to the extent that people don't have calendars, that is an established, it's not because it's never going to, you know, never going to change. I mean, in theory, scientific discoveries can also change things that you know based on earlier science. But to the extent that the new science hasn't replaced the old science, so then that reality is still observable and it's still empirical and it has validity. Anyway, but these are all possibilities for Tosis. Could be other things. You have to know what else we could say. We have to get to the Tosis Rebbe for next time. We have to be Sunday, I guess. Those hopefully you can all come, right? Or not, you'll hold on. The Tosis above a comma, there's a lot to say about that Tosis. Read carefully. And Mirz Hashem, again, we should be able to be mindful of the submission.